In Britain, Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour government has pledged to protect religious groups with a new law banning incitement to religious hatred. But the government has run into a backlash from civil libertarians and artists. They're concerned the law will limit free speech, in particular their right to criticize and lampoon religion. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Always look on the light side of life.
That's Monty Python crooning from their crucifixes in Life of Brian, a parody of the New Testament. Some viewers considered the film blasphemous when it came out in 1979. Monty Python alumnus Michael Palin recently commented that under the new law, they wouldn't have been able to make the film. Speaking in Parliament, Home Secretary Charles Clark recently insisted that the law was about protecting people, not their beliefs.
What the bill is not about is stopping anybody telling jokes about religion, stopping anybody ridiculing religions, or engaging in robust debate about religion. It will not stop people from proselytizing, and it will not curb artistic freedom.
But comedian and actor Rowan Atkinson says the government's assurances aren't enough.
They can easily say, as they are saying now, ooh, no, no, we'd never go after people like you. You know, we like people like you, and we'd never stifle that kind of criticism or that kind of ridicule.
Atkinson is known for his portrayal of the tweed-suited, rubber-faced Mr. Bean.
The problem with the bill is that there is ample potential for them to do so. They may say, we would not be prosecuted. What they cannot say is, we could not be prosecuted, because we could.
But British Muslims say the law is needed to protect them from hate crimes, which have increased since the September 11th attacks. Inayat Bunglawala of the Muslim Council of Britain said his group has lobbied the government to pass the law.
Currently in the UK, we have laws which prohibit incitement to racial hatred, but not incitement to religious hatred. And it is precisely that loophole which groups on the far right, like the British National Party, have been exploiting in recent years.
British National Party leader Nick Griffin was recently charged with inciting racial hatred. But critics still dismiss the government's response as a cynical trade-off. Author Salman Rushdie went into hiding in Britain after Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini sentenced him to death in 1989 for a novel criticizing Islam.
The government believes that it lost a great deal of support amongst British Muslims because of its behavior in Iraq, and that this is a way to toss them something which will placate them and win those votes back. It's about as cynical an assault on fundamental freedoms as there could be.
It seems odd that Muslims and civil libertarians who have recently been united in their opposition to the Iraq war and Britain's anti-terrorism laws are now divided over this bill. The two groups, it appears, just have slightly different priorities. Geoffrey Joel is a practicing barrister and law professor at University College London. He decries the attacks on Muslims, but argues that religion must remain a legitimate target of criticism.
If you are going to stop any kind of speech, you could inhibit speech that vilifies a person on the ground of their race, because you can't do anything about your race. You were just born to it. Whereas a religion is often a question of choice, and it ought to be open for discussion.
Opposition parties have vowed to block the legislation in Parliament. But the Labour Party has written it into its manifesto for its third term and seems determined to push it through. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.